and the water and roses were listening to the voice. So quiet were they, for it was of them it sang. In the starlight, in the starlight, at the daylight's dewy close, when the nightingale is singing his last love song to the rose, in the calm, clear night of summer, when the breezes softly play from the glitter of our dwelling, we will gently steal away where the silvery waters murmur by the margin of the sea. In the starlight, we will wander gay and free. For it was June. The roses were in bloom over the prairie lands, and lovers were abroad in the still, sweet evenings, which were so quiet after the winds had hushed at sunset. The First Year. It was a hot afternoon with a strong wind from the south, but out on the Dakota prairie in 1885, no one minded the hot sunshine or the hard winds. They were to be expected, a natural part of life. And so the swiftly trotting horses drawing the shining black top buggy swung around the corner of Pearson's livery barn, making the turn from the end of Main Street to the country road Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Looking from a window of the low, three-room claim shanty a half a mile away, Laura saw them coming. She was basting cambric lining to the bodice pieces of her new black cashmere dress and had just time to put on her hat and pick up her gloves when the brown horses and the buggy stopped at the door. It was a pretty picture Laura made standing at the door of the rough claim shanty, the brown August grass under her feet, and the young cottonwoods standing in their square around the yard. Her dress of pink lawn, with its small sprigs of blue flowers, just cleared her toes. The skirt was full and tucked to the waist. The little tight waist with long sleeves and high neck had a bit of lace at the throat. The sage green rough straw poke bonnet, lined with blue silk, softly framed her pink cheeks and her large blue eyes with the bangs of her brown hair above them. Manly said nothing of all this, but he helped her into the buggy and tucked the linen lap robe carefully about her to keep off the dust. Then he tightened the reins, and they dashed away for an unexpected weekday afternoon drive. South 12 miles across Bear Prairie to Lakes Henry and Thompson, along the narrow neck of land between them where chokeberries and wild grapes grew, then over the prairie again east and north to Spirit Lake, 15 miles away. 40 or 50 miles in all, but always around the square to come home. The buggy top was up to make a shade from the heat of the sun. The horses' manes and tails flew out on the wind. Jackrabbits ran and prairie chickens scuttled out of sight in the grass. Striped gophers ducked into their holes and wild ducks flew overhead from one lake to another. Breaking a somewhat lengthy silence, Manly said, "Can't we be married soon? If you don't want a big wedding, and you would be willing, we could be married right away. When I was back in Minnesota last winter, my sister started planning a big church wedding for us. I told her we didn't want it, and to give up the idea. But she hasn't changed her mind. She's coming out here with my mother to take charge of our wedding. But harvest is right on hand. It will be an awfully busy time, and I'd like us to be settled first." Laura twisted the bright gold ring with its pearl and garnet setting around and around on the forefinger of her left hand. It was a pretty ring, and she liked having it. But "I've been thinking," she said, "I don't want to marry a farmer. I have always said I never would. I do wish you would do